Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled, The Unknown, Preparing For or Responding To. Addressing the unknown, responding to it, or preparing for it. We can respond to the unknown with fear and anxiety, or we can prepare for the unknown with those same feelings. In the book of Psalms, Psalm 56, a couple of verses first, in verse 3, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee." This indicates, of course, the relationship has already been brought on through faith in the Lord, a personal living relationship where this one knows that the Lord is a God who's at hand and not a God who's afar off. He knows that this God is his God with whom he can communicate, converse, in whom he can trust. It is not him deciding, well, you know, I'm in a crisis now. I think I need to find some place for a place of refuge. No, that is not the case at all. He knows the Lord already. In thee, what time I'm afraid, I will trust in thee. So it's as though he is already in a room, quietly alone with the Lord, and telling the Lord the contents of his heart. And a summary is in verse 11, "In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me." And most of the fears that we encounter in this day are fears of what people can do unto us. Recently, I was talking with someone who came from a city in which once they entered into their houses in the evening, they shut the doors, they bolted the doors, and they were in for the night. And they durst not dare to exit those doors until the light approached the next morning. They said that there were no policemen who would come into the area. It was just so bad. They lived in those areas. They lived under those conditions. That was their means of security. They were afraid to come out, but once they had closed their doors, they felt secure. They knew that there was the unknown on the other side, and it was done because of the wickedness of the hearts of men. Well, what is the Christian to do? When we know that the unknown is before us, and sometimes, as we mentioned, the unknown, the fearful situation can be brought on by men, it can also be brought on by an unknown situation concerning our health and not knowing how these things are going to turn out. But, you know, I'm glad the Lord lets us see things only at a glimpse, a moment at a time. We can hear the matters concerning the future only a little at a time. It reminds me of a situation, a little game you can play that we did this in one of my classes some years ago. The teacher had a little piece of paper about maybe about the size of a 5x8 index card. And he had a hole cut in the middle of it. And there were several lines drawn on a piece of paper, and you had to follow those lines to get to the end of this particular little puzzle that was drawn. Now, that was one thing that I never completed that. I couldn't stand to follow these little lines and go the wrong way and then figure out how I'm going to. I'm glad. Well, what that was, what I mean by I'm glad about that is that I'm glad I can't see the whole picture many times. If I were able to see the whole picture, then I'd stay in bed, cover my head, and say, no, not this day. No, no, no. Let's skip this one. Or let's go back to a more pleasant day. But the Lord doesn't do that. What does He do for us? He promises us His presence. In Isaiah 12:2, the prophet writes, I will trust and not be afraid. The psalmist wrote, what time I am afraid I will trust. So we can prepare for the unknown by trusting in the Lord, and we can respond to the unknown by trusting in the Lord. It all is focused on knowing the Lord, and not in our ability, nor in the gravity of the situation that we face, but in knowing the Lord. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. He is the God of all flesh, and nothing is too hard for Him. How do we do this now? We can respond to a situation by trusting in the Lord, and we can prepare for a situation by trusting in the Lord, who is our very present help. Now, He has loved you while you are yet a sinner, redeemed you unto Himself through His blood. You've put your faith and trust in Him. You've put your faith and trust in Him. You've put your faith and trust in the Lord. Just remember that and be encouraged. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.